Good morning. Okay, so in small group, we're in Romans, and we're started chapter 12, which I haven't looked at that in detail in a really long time, so it's nice to dive into that. We had a conversation, a couple of different things came about, but one of the things we talked about, some of you know this term from Janelle, and some of you may be hearing it for the first time, but she talks about fake house. And that means getting ready for people to come and visit, right? So we put on our fake house. And I think it's really true about what we do, not just with our house, but what we do with our day-to-day interactions with others and how we choose to present ourselves, right? We got to make sure we have our makeup on and our hair done and we have all of our jewelry on and all those things. But what really matters is what comes out of our mouth and what comes out of our heart. And Jesus was all about that. He was all about not worrying about what people look like or where they lived or what kind of job they had. He hung out with people that nobody wanted to hang out with. And that's really, really hard to do. Sometimes I try to challenge myself for people that I struggle with understanding. Like, how in the world can I connect with this person? How can I say something positive, think something positive about this person and not just say it out loud or say it to someone else, but how can I actually think that about that person? And so that leads me to the other part we were talking about in small group was the word living sacrifice. So different than the sacrifice of the Old Testament, you know, where once something was sacrificed, it was done. It wasn't going to come back to life. It's over. It's completely obliterated, right? So Jesus talks about living sacrifice and being living sacrifice. And for us, what a challenge that is to walk every day towards sacrificing ourselves and what we want and what we desire for someone else or for the betterment of society or just anything. And moms do it every day with their children. Dads too, of course, right? Parents, I should say parents. Some people give up a lot just for a dog, right? The things we sacrifice for people and things in our lives, but I think Jesus also means living sacrifice for those that we're not that connected to, because it's really easy for us to sacrifice for something that we really love, right? Or someone that we really love. But Jesus talks about being a living sacrifice for everybody, really putting your best foot forward, sacrificing as much as you can for everybody. Love thy neighbor, not just love thy neighbor that is really awesome. not love thy neighbor that loves you back, right? It's turning our eyes from evil things and, you know, letting the warmth come into our heart and embrace other people. Jesus was so good at that. And I struggle with it every day to be better at it. I'm never going to master it. Jesus was the master of that. And I'm so thankful that I get to start over every day striving towards that and becoming stronger and stronger in that with Jesus behind me and, you know, being the perfect role model in my life for what that looks like. And so if I don't come across perfect every time, forgive me and let me start all over again tomorrow. But anyways, I would really love if you would share in this meal with me as Jesus was the ultimate living sacrifice when he gave his body and his blood for all of us to be able to start fresh every day living and loving one another. Thank you.